action here as the second quarter about to get underway. Danny Brady with the ball on the right-hand sideline and gets quickly into Colton Belisle. Colton off of the pick didn't really materialize by Michael Cook. Ball gets over in the left-hand side to Alex Ackerman. Alex tries a 19.5-foot jump shot that went 21.5 feet. No good. And Seabound comes back to Huna. 3-5 to score. Paul Smith gets it over on the right-hand side to Scaffolded. Gets it in the lane to Bean, and Bean shot no good. I'm sorry, that was Roberts. Roberts shot no good. Ackerman has it in the forecourt for Skagway. Almost travels, but instead throws the ball away as he tried to hit Michael Cook on the right-hand side, who was filling his lane. But that's too tall. Cook, and goes out of bounds. That's another turnover for Skagway. 7.25 left to go. A half. Smith gets it on the right-hand side. That's Bean gets it back up top to Marta Skelly. Marta Skelly feeds down low to Scaffolded. Back out top to Bean, and Bean's going to work it around. They work it around the perimeter to Smith, and Smith, oh, a nice pass, a very quick, crisp pass down to Bean. But Bean works it back out top. Now that entry pass, there were a couple of Luna players that looked open for a layup, but both of them, it just kind of went in between the two of them and out of bounds. So, hey, that's a boon for Skagway. And Skagway has it now. Colton Belisle with the ball and his pass picked off by Smith. And Jamal Smith takes it like the court, lays it put in for two. Telegraph that one a little bit. Telegraphs another one. And gave it to Danny Brady, but Danny Brady didn't have anywhere to go. He was about to, you know, he was going to catch it and dribble it, but the defender was right there in his grill, and so he grabbed the ball instead. The ball goes back over to Huna. Smith gets it on the right hand side of Bean. Bean wants to look at the three, does it instead. Feeds it into the interior to Scaffolded. Scaffolded's shot's no good. Cook fights for the rebound. It goes off of his hands and out of bounds. Will remain. Basketball. Smith to inbound underneath the Skagway basket. He gets it out top to Bean. Bean's going to tee up the three-point shot. No good. Ackerman there for the rebound. And he wants to dribble out, and he gets fouled a couple of times. What are they going to call? They're going to call a double dribble. They're going to call a double dribble. Well, that's where Alex Ackerman needs to find out. You come down when you're big, and you come down with a rebound. That first look for you is either going to be somebody shrieking down court or the point guard. And your point guard is going to make himself available to you in order to get it. Ackerman's first thought is, I'm going to dribble up the Gordon Duncan. Well, it didn't happen. But another turnover by Huna. Gets the ball back to Skagway. And now Wyatt Belisle has it. Tries to give it over to brother Colton. And it is knocked out of bounds by Torsten Scaffold. Scaffold gets knocked out of bounds. Skagway ball. It was 6:08 to go here in the half. And Scaffolded knocks it out of bounds, knocks the inbounds pass back out of bounds, and nothing moves up the fifth row. But Skagway would try again. Wyatt Belisle has it backcourt, working on Marta Skelly. Sorry, Marta Skelly. Marta Skelly. Like it's going to go on Danny Brady off ball, and that will result in another turnover. Get back over to Luna, 6:02 to go. 25-5 to score. Went off over Scaffolded. Scaffolded. From the corner. Knocks down a three-point bomb. 28-5 now from that corner. Baseline shot. Boy, that kid is just as tough as his sister that we heard about in the girls. Nice little pass connect from Colton Belisle over to Danny Brady. Feeds it to Micah Cook for the layup opportunity. Now Cook gets back on D, overruns Scaffolded, puts up a layup, misses it, gets his own rebound and puts it in. And he missed it because Cook got back on D. He was there for the rebound. Cook shot up that bounce. Ooh, now Micah Cook, point blank range. Ooh, misses the lay-in opportunity. Colt Belisle there for the putback, no good. And now Wyatt Belisle comes down with the ball and he's going to try and dribble out of the area. And it sounded like we heard a whistle on the floor, but nothing had actually been whistled. So Wyatt kind of stopped his dribble a little bit, and the defender poked it out of bounds. It will be Skagway basketball when we resume action. Timeout, 5:06 to go here in the first half of play, 30-5 to score. Luna Braves up over Skagway Panthers. Kent Fielding is talking to his players. Hey, guys, keep that defensive intensity up. Danny Brady looks like he's wincing in pain over there on the bench. So hopefully that isn't going to be a permanent injury for Brady. It looks like a knee knock, you know, and those things can hurt pretty bad. But usually they won't result in any tears or anything like that. So it doesn't look like a serious injury. It just looks like it hurts pretty bad. That's the injury from Muna. Bolton Blyles will inbound the ball for Skagway. Muna defense is all over. It is a full court man-to-man pressure defense by Muna. There's a foul on the floor. Is fouled. But it looks like it's Smith, and that might be three on Smith here in the first half. Coach is going to have to sit him for the rest of the half. Bolton Blyles is on the ball. Bolton's not finding anybody open and throws it off the arms of Jack Goldston out of bounds. But that almost hit Bolton Blyles. Then he gets it over to Wyatt. Wyatt brings it into the backcourt. That could have been a violation, but it was not called, and Wyatt's now double-teamed and fouled. Wyatt was pretty strong with the ball, but the double-team came and tried to rip the ball out of Wyatt Blyles' hands. There's six team fouls now. Next team foul for Luna will put them in the penalty situation. He puts Skagway in the bonus. And there it is. There's the foul. Alex Ackerman gets the ball on the block. And as he goes up, he rises up for that layup opportunity. He's fouled by two players. So Ackerman will go to the line to shoot two. Take a full stance on the ball up high over the head. His first free throw is up and good. 3-6. Ball gets away from the fisherman. Waste gang is the rest of Skagway's down the team. The ball, a nice spin. High up over the head. Second free throw up and good. 30-7 the score now. Went up over Skagway quickly into the forecourt to Bean. Bean passes up the shot, gives it over to Lafferty. Doesn't pass up the shot, takes the shot. Rebound too high up in the air for Cook. Well, it goes back to Huna. Scaffold actually pulled down that rebound. Gets over to Roberts. Roberts shot way long. Lafferty's there. And Lafferty's entry to the post, kicked out of bounds by Skagway. It's going to be Huna basketball with 4.5 to go. 4.5. Bean now with a 3-point look wide open. Knocked it down. And leave that senior alone out there all day. He's going to make you pay. Danny Brady has it now, working on the right-hand side, down toward the baseline. Wants to get rid of it and throws it off of Colton Blyles' hand and out of bounds. Pass is a little hot and a little outside for Colt to be able to handle. We reset our score here with just a little over 4 minutes to play. Move the basketball team. Get it over to Lafferty, back to Bean. And these offenses, a little bunched up there, but Scaffolded decides, hey, that doesn't matter. I'm going to get the ball and shoot up a shot. He misses it. Skagway has the basketball. Ackerman has it on the left-hand side. He tries a hot pass up to Wyatt. Wyatt Blyles unable to handle that. Turns it over, and now Scaffolded has it from him in the forecourt. He has it up at the top of the key, gets it over to Lafferty. Lafferty makes a shot, instead pulls it over to Bean. Bean fumbles the pass. Scaffold fits back over to Martuskelli. Martuskelli's shot is blocked, and Alex Ackerman's there for the rebound. A strong rebounding action by Ackerman. Lyle wants to work it up in the forecourt to Ackerman. Ackerman passes it full length, across court over to Danny Brady, who wants to work it into the lane, and Brady turns the ball over. The ball's picked up by Bean, and Skagway tries to tie up Bean. Bean's not having it. Bean's ripping the ball away from the Skagway defenders. And so we've got a foul call. That's been a cold block. 3-12 here to play. 33-7 our score. First half action in Luna 11. Luna's working the ball around the perimeter. Almost had it picked off by Skagway. Bean left wide open for another jump shot. This one he had to step into. Missed it. Lafferty's got it now. He's driving into the lane. The southpaw puts it up. Nice little feathery touch from the lefty Lafferty. Knocks it down 35-7 score. Now Alex Ackerman driving into the lane. The hook shot, no good. Tries to get his own rebound. And Micah Cook picks it up off the floor. His shot attempt is blocked. They're going to call a foul. And it will be in the act of shooting. So Micah Cook going to go to the line to shoot two. That's the end of Griffin. Puts it up. Off glass and in. First bucket. First free throw is good. And the second one on the way. Just off the left side of the rim, and the rebound comes down to Roberts. Gets it over to Lafferty. Lafferty's going to race up the court. Lafferty wants to attack the Skagway D. Gets it over to Martiskelly. Martiskelly over to Bean. Bean's going to launch up another three-point bomb. And if you leave him open, that set shot's going in. And that one counts for three. 38-8 now. Skagway trailing one of the cross-court pass from Ackerman to Brady. Lands at Brady's feet. He's unable to connect with it. Goes out of bounds. Back to Fakuna. Lafferty. Fakuna has the ball now over to Martiskelly. Martiskelly up top to Bean. Over to Lafferty, but the pass was poorly executed. Goes out of bounds. Will be Skagway basketball. Limping Brady to inbound to Colton Belisle. The defense is back at about half court. Looks like they're going to stick with that man-to-man defense. There we go. Brady, a few dribbles, gets it back up top to Colton Belisle. Colton gets it over to Wyatt. Wyatt wants to work it down on the baseline to Ackerman. Ackerman wants to feed it back to Colton, but the pass is not connected, and it's a turnover. Luna has the ball. Lafferty races up the court, fouled by Brady, but that doesn't bother anybody. No call on it. It's just a body check, so they're not going to call that here. And Lafferty raises up and lays it in for two with the left hand. Brady has it back up top to Belisle. Belisle gets it over to Ackerman. Ackerman's going to put up a jump shot off the front of the rim. No good. The Wyatt Belisle is there for the rebound. Gets it to Danny Brady. His shot no good. And Alex Ackerman is there for the putback opportunity. Fouls in the process. Ackerman going off the line to shoot two with a buck 22 here to go in the first half. The score is 40-8. Puma up over Skagway. Alex Ackerman. Up over the head with it, and the first shot is no good by Ackerman. He'll take his time here on the second free. Spin the ball back himself, high up over the head. The second shot is good. Ackerman, Skagway's best free throw shooter. 40-9 the score. Now, and Lafferty has it in the forecourt for the Braves. Works it over to Bean. Bean wants to get it down to Osborne on the baseline. His shot up. Doesn't connect with anything, but Colton Belisle unable to come down with a rebound. Finally, another shot put up by Puna is pulled down by Micah Cook. And after a little struggle with the outlet, finally gets it over to Colton Belisle. Colton brings it into the forecourt for Skagway. And now Puna is dropped back into a 2-3 zone. So they're switching defenses on Skagway. And on the baseline, Ackerman has to fight for the ball. Gets it. Throws up a kind of a wild shot. He's fouled about six times on the play, but no call. And ball goes harmlessly out of bounds. Back to Huna. Lafferty with the ball now for Huna. This is the Martiskelly. Martiskelly wants to get it up top to Bean. Bean's working on the... Now he takes one dribble. He isn't really working at all. And turns the ball over. It is Colton Belisle with the basketball. And he's going to try and go length of the court. He takes the shot opportunity. No foul called on the play. And no basket either. Puna has a wide open Osborne cherry picking underneath the Skagway basket, but they were unable to get it to him. Ball goes out of bounds harmlessly for Skagway. Boy, Colton Belisle had a nice look. It looked to me like there was a lot of contact on that layup opportunity, but nothing called. Off of the course. Now Danny Brady offers for the loose ball. Belisle to Belisle, and then down to Micah Cook for that elbow jumper. No good. Rebound comes back down to Lafferty. Lafferty with a behind-the-back dribble. He's up a three-point shot with 0 minutes and 0 seconds left to go in the half. Boy, that ball was in the air. That thing was, the buzzer was sounding. And that does not connect. Skagway down 40-9 for the Panthers. At halftime, down 31 points. Well, they're going to work on what? At the halftime. Well, they're going to work on ball movement, They're going to work on trying to break this pressure defense down, finding the open man, and taking care of the basketball. That's one of their biggest struggles, not turning the basketball over. You want to stay underneath 15 turnovers in a game, and Skagway, you know, that's just not going to happen for Skagway this season. They turn the ball over too much, and that's a problem. They need a lot of fast break opportunities for Hornets. But if Skagway can figure it out, if they can find that open man, maybe they'll get something working here in the second.